If it makes me laugh, it normally makes the grade. If it makes me jump, it makes the grade.
And these are typically shorts. I mean, most of the films fall in this sort of 10 to 20 minute range. And I know there's an Oscar category for shorts, but it's something that outside of film festivals doesn't seem to get a lot of attention. What do you like about shorts?
It's like the weather in Wyoming. If you don't like it, wait 15 minutes and it'll change. It's the same thing with the film festival. If there's a film you don't like, just wait a few minutes and it'll change. And the shorts keep you on your toes. They keep the audience excited. You don't know what you're going to get next. And you could love it, you could hate it. And that's the beauty part about a film festival is you don't have to like all the films.
Jason Zeller, is there a film that you are looking forward to seeing again with an audience, one that you already watched during the selection process?
Oh, there's many. I am really looking forward to this film festival, mainly because we normally get a lot of dramas, but this year we have a lot of comedies. We have 25 comedies and only 13 dramas, and I look at the comedies and they just make me laugh, and I want to see how other people react to them.
And that's the thing about movies that maybe we're losing a little bit in this era of everybody having their own device with their own media programming on it. There's something to be said for sitting in a theater and experiencing a film with other people.
Being a filmmaker myself, you don't know what is wrong or right with your film until you see it with a large audience. I worked on a film for 3.5 years, and I was able to show it at the first year of the High Art Film Festival, and it was really nice to see what the audience caught, what the audience laughed at, what the audience got scared of, what the audience didn't quite get that I needed to clarify a little better. And you don't get that from one person. You get that from a crowd reaction.
What would you tell somebody who's never been to a film festival before? Why should they come to a film festival?
There's so many different reasons. I know some people would say you come to a film festival to get culture. You come to a film festival to see other ideas. You come to a film festival to break out of your shell. And I personally would say you come to a film festival to see the movies before they're made into movies. And we have a couple films in the first years of the film festival that will be feature-length movies in the near future.
So these are the drafts.
Yeah. The best thing I like to describe it with is Napoleon Dynamite started out as a 10 or 15-minute short film. And it got picked up, and they made a feature-length film out of it, and it cost about $4,000 to make the short film. It cost about $400,000 to make the feature length. And the feature length made $40 million. And so there's great potential at a film festival for a film to become a big money maker.
So it can all start with a short film at a film festival.
It all could. And we have a couple films in the first years of the film festival that will be feature-length movies in the near future.
It's the 5th annual High Art Film Festival coming up on June 19th, 20th, and 21st at the historic High Art Theater in downtown Lovell. Jason Zeller is the creative guru for the festival. He's the one who sits through 6 months of movies to pick what should be shown to audiences. Jason, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you for having me.
My faith and worship.